Science, theology, medicine. What is the leaven which the woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal? The revelation of Christian Science shows the revelation of true being. Mrs. Eddy speaks of this leaven as the final revelation of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing. Then we find that this divine principle is the sovereign ever-presence, delivering the children of men from every ill that flesh is heir to. Christian Science teaching and practice proceeds from this science, theology, and medicine. Mrs. Eddy asks the question, whence came to me this heavenly conviction? A conviction antagonistic to the testimony of the physical senses. Is it the conviction of a person? Can a person be heavenly convinced that God is the only mind? Of course not. This heavenly conviction, science, comes only as we are willing to let go the human sense of mind and let the mind that is Christ be the present mind of all. Heavenly conviction means that conviction which comes from heaven or government by divine principle. This heavenly conviction is the rock, the immovable rock, the Christ. A personal conviction is built on the sand of intellectuality and can be shaken at any moment. Heavenly conviction is the rock upon which this science is founded. For 3 years, Mrs. Eddy searched for the principle of this science with the Bible as her only textbook. Then the light broke into full-orbed day, the eternal noon. Mrs. Eddy discovered the science of being. The teaching of Jesus was not a ritualistic Jehovah's special gift. Jesus demonstrated this mind of all men when he sent the 70 out to heal and preach, and they returned joyously recounting the works they had done. Remember that the Master said, "In this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." He wanted his followers to see that they were demonstrating science. It was not faith in him or faith in his teaching, but they were demonstrating the science of his teaching. Then they would go into the world and give proof of the principle underlying his teaching. Mrs. Eddy was not satisfied to rest in good matter, healing matter. No, she must find the science behind the healing. Einstein, Edison, Bell were all spurred on by holy curiosity, going beyond what the senses were testifying, to see reality. Inventions must have their day, and that day must be followed by science. Today is the day of science, because it proceeds from and rests upon divine principle. Mrs. Eddy saw that the human was the problem, and for that reason could hold within itself no solution. She must go beyond the so-called human mind and find the solution. The answer came through prayer and revelation. The way opened up. She later wrote in Retrospection and Introspection, "Thus it was when the moment arrived of the heart's bridle to more spiritual existence. When the door opened, I was waiting and watching, and lo, the bridegroom came." The character of the Christ was illuminated by the midnight torches of spirit. My heart knew its Redeemer. He whom my affections had diligently sought was as the one altogether lovely, as the chiefest, the only among 10,000. Soulless famine had fled. Agnosticism, pantheism, and theosophy were void. Being was beautiful. Its substance, cause, and currents were God and his idea. I had touched the hem of Christian Science. When Mrs. Eddy discovered the science of Christ teaching, she prayed that the religious world would accept her revelation, which she named Christian Science. When the churches refused to accept Christian Science, she began to present Christian Science, as the science of being. She did not believe that she had brought this science into being of herself. Of herself, she could do nothing. It had always existed. It had not come into being by human reasoning. Science is, always has been, and always will be. And today we are experiencing this same science, this same letting go of the human mind. For this is the dam, the wall or partition, the evil one. Jesus answered them and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Some statements in your textbook are from the presence of God felt and realized. When you come to those statements, feel the presence of God as all in all. The statements of education lead those that are with young until they are able to bring forth the Christ man. The whole revelation is set forth in the following message. The three great verities of spirit, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, spirit possessing all power, filling all space, constituting all science, contradict forever the belief that matter can be actual. These eternal verities reveal primeval existence as the radiant reality of God's creation, in which all that he has made is pronounced by his wisdom good. Then your leader adds, "Thus it was that I beheld as never before the awful unreality called evil." It is interesting that she says she saw from the standpoint of the allness of God this awful unreality which is called evil. She does not say, "I saw evil's unreality." She said she saw the unreality called evil. The equipollence of God brought to light another glorious proposition. Man's perfectibility and the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Here are the verities. Here is the radiant reality, and this revelation has reduced evil and its objectification called matter to its unreality. Christian Science reveals matter as nothing. What great revelation! Nowhere in history has a woman been so dauntless as to challenge science, theology, and medicine. Christian Science shook these three from their solid foundations and showed them all to be built on human opinion. They were not science at all, and must give place to the science that is divine. Mrs. Eddy, through keen spiritual discernment, knew that some students would not be willing to live the Christ revelation, and gave them evangelization. She did not deviate from the absoluteness of Christian Science. It is to show the student, by way of argument, the way of the Christian. Here the wise ask the question, "Is there more than one school of Christian Science?" Then she answers, unequivocally, "There is but one method in its teaching." Then we find the statement, "From the infinite one in Christian Science comes one principle and its infinite idea, and with this infinitude come spiritual rules, laws, and their demonstration, which, like the great giver, are the same yesterday and today and forever. For thus are the divine principle of healing and the Christ idea characterized in the Epistle to the Hebrews. From the infinite one come both cause and effect. Here man is shown to be the effect of mind's knowing. man is seen to be the effect of mind's own knowing. What revelation! Not God and man, too, but God's expression of himself is man. Mrs. Eddy says, man is the expression of God's being. You hear the statement, don't go into your closet and shut the door. The one making the statement is being a good Christian and has not yet found the science of being, his own divine being. What joy it is to go in and shut the door. Never argue with a point of view. Never try to convince a point of view that it is wrong. Let your light shine that men may see your good works. Then the correctness of your position will prove itself. Talk little. I warn you and ask you with the love that is principle. Do not talk metaphysics in groups or with others. You stir up all manner of evil if you are in a group and they appear to be discussing science. Remind yourself that it is the Christ that heals. Nowhere in the textbook can you find the talking Christ. It is the feeling, being, living that makes us the bone and sinew of our movement. Quiet and peace will heal. There are students in Christian Science who fight for what they call a point of view. Let us not be followers of person, right or wrong. Let us live the Christ. This precious movement is so needed in the world today that we can't permit any views to come in the guise of semantics. The use of certain words means so many things. The dictionary does not give us one meaning of a word. The dictionary shows us that history has decreed what a certain word should mean, yet they change constantly. Let us never be drawn into discussion. This is the science of being. This is divine revelation. What persons think, Mrs. Eddy said, or did not say, has no value. Go into your closet and shut the door, and pray the Father in secret to reveal and show forth the light. If we were not thinking of ourselves as persons, we would not attempt to defend what is called the radical position. This is the revelation of Christian Science. This is the science of being, the science of mind healing. Your leader shows it to be impossible for aught but mind to testify truly and exhibit the true status of man. Think of it. Man is the exhibition of God. Mind exhibits the real status of man. All science is divine. It is an emanation of divine mind, and it is alone able to interpret aright. It is a divine utterance, the comforter which leadeth into all truth. With this science, we look deep into realism, instead of accepting the outward sense of things. Christian Science is the leaven which the woman put into the measure of meal called science, and has restored all things back to God.